Parsha Kisisa, we're starting at the way beginning of the Parsha. It says, Havaydaber Hashem Moshe Leimar Kisisa Rosh Ben Yisrael, when you count Klal Yisrael, according to their numbers, every man shall give Hashem an atonement for his soul when counting them, so there will not be a plague when counting them. And it goes on to say, what are they going to give? They give a machatzis hashekel. So Rashi, on page Shin Sad, he explains as follows, towards the top right, where it says Barashi Shampeirish Kishetachbots Lekabel Schum Minyanam. When you want to count Klal Yisrael Adas Kamehem, so you want to have to take a census, a national census, to know how many people are in Klal Yisrael Kamehem. Al Tim Lamegul Golas. Don't count them directly by head. Don't take a head count. Elayitnu Kolachad Machatzis Shekel. But rather, each person shall give a Machatzis Shekel. Give a coin. And count the coins to know how many people there are. Use a proxy, in other words. Count not directly, but indirectly. The pasuk continues, it says, so they shouldn't have a plague. Why? What's the big deal here? Shaminyan sholet bo ayin hara. When you count and you specify and you quantify people, that brings on ayin hara. Meaning you've quantified them, we're going to take some away. V'hadever ba'aleim k'moshad matzinu b'mei David, as we found at the time of David. So the Maisa in Shmuel El Aleph and Shmuel Beis, we have two countings. In Shmuel Aleph, we have the counting by Shaul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech counted Klal Yisrael for the purpose of before going out to war. He counted to see how many people he would have in the army. That was a positive counting, no negative repercussions from that. And then we had a very negative counting with David HaMelech. When he counted Klal Yisrael, we're going to have to see why, but it brought on a plague of Klal Yisrael that tens of thousands of people died because as a result of the counting of David and Ach, 70,000 or something like that. So we're going to have to go through what was the difference between Shaul and David to see what was the problem when David did his census.
You're saying that both by Shaul as well as by David, they did
they
not,
each had separate
census. But they did a head count.
They did a head count for purposes of going, Shaul was going out to war and David we're going to have to see. So we're on the bottom right, Shin Sadi, bottom right, it says, Muva b'gemora b'yuma. Chafez amebez da'amo Rebbe Yitzchak aser lemanos es Yisrael afilu ledvar mitzvah. It is prohibited to count Klal Yisrael even for a mitzvah. As we know, when we get into shul, we don't count how many people do we have for a minyan. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So we have different proxies. We'll see. We have different proxies from counting, but we don't count directly by numbers. And it says in the Navi and Shmuel Aleph that when Shaul did his counting, counts to see how many warriors he had to go out to war, he used it, Vatif Kadem Betlaim, that he actually took from the royal herd a lamb, and he allocated a lamb to each, and as a proxy to counting the people, they counted the lambs. Vatif Kadem, that was fine. That's an appropriate way to do it. So the Gemara there continues, Od Muva, bottom left, Shin Sadi, bottom left, Od Muva, the Gemara, Linyan, and Yisr. Lemanos Yisrael, da amo Rebbe Elazar, kol hamona es Yisrael over b'lav. Anyone who counts of Klal Yisrael is over a lav. Shenemar v'ayam mispar b'nei Yisrael kecholayam. The number of Klal Yisrael should be like the sand of the sea. Asher lo yimad. It cannot be measured. If you're counting it, it should not be measured. And then Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says, over b'shnei lavim. You are over two lavim, because it says in the pasuk, not only lo yimad, it says v'lo yisafer, and they should not be counted. So, Shaul used his lamb. So the Marsha asks a very good question. He says the Gemara we see is learning that how to do it from Shaul, that you use a lamb, use something else. Why didn't it bring a proof from what? Our machatzis hashekel. How about our parsha? What's going on? That it skipped. Bring it. Kisisas Rosh Bnei Yisrael. Use a machatzis hashekel. So the Marsha answers the question. He says, if it were talking of trying to bring a proof from our parsha, we would have thought otherwise. Why? Because he says wonderfully. He says if we brought from our parsha, we would have thought that it is a repentance for the ego, the cheta ego. That's why you have to give a. That's why the lashon of the pasuk is kisisas Rosh Bnei Yisrael es ish kofer nafsho. Because it's a kofer as acting for repentance. So the Marsha says we couldn't have brought a valid proof for the machatzis hashekel because we would have thought the machatzis hashekel as an ulterior motive. The real motive would be to act as a kapara for the chet ego. So that's why we bring it from Shaul. So there are actually four reasons brought by various Meforshim why we do not count Jews. One we saw already in Rashi, Ayin Hara. When you quantify, it brings on an Ayin Hara to change what we've quantified, to change the number. So that we saw in Rashi. Number two, Melamed, Sefer Melamed HaTalmidim says as follows, it's Lodiya La'am, She'en Yeshua Merubah. It's coming to teach us that our Yeshua, what's going to save Klal Yisrael, is not based on our numbers and our strength. And if we're already counting to say what is our strength, how powerful are we, that is a sign of gaiva and a lack of bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is reason number two, that we're trying to put weight in numbers and strength, and we have to know that's not where our strength comes from. So that's number two. Number three, Rabbeinu Bachya, we're on bottom left, says as follows, Tam Shlishi, bottom left, Shin Sari Aleph. Shin Sari Aleph, bottom left, Tam Shlishi, Beferet Rabbeinu Bachya, La Torah Kasav, Gila Lacha Kasav, Kia Am, Anifrat Biminyo, no, Kol Echa, the Google of some. Once we count up to Minyonim, we're counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, Hinei, Hu Mushkach Mi Balashkacha Yisaleh, V'chol Ma'asav Nifratin Lefana V'as Yichol HaNegif. If we're talking of individuals, if we're quantifying Klal Yisrael and say we're made up of 23 people, we're made up of 23,000 people, we are looking now at individuals. And once we're looking at individuals, each of those individuals can be scrutinized for the chataim that they pack. Once we're quantifying it. But as a tzibur, and we're going to see the same concept as the power of a minyan. When a minyan comes, if you daven be yechidus, you don't have the power of the tzibur. If you daven as a yachid, yours averus, our averus are going to be scrutinized. But when we have a tzibur together, that brings the koach of a tzibur that we all can watch out for one another, and the individuals of us are not scrutinized. It says the same thing here. That's the third reason. Once you're quantifying us, each individual can be scrutinized. If we're not quantified, we're a tzibur, we can no longer be, the individuals won't be scrutinized. And number four, the Tzafnas Paneach says that the koach of Klal Yisrael is in Achdus Gamor. Achdus Gamor is in unity. Total unity of Klal Yisrael. Once we start counting, there's no longer unity. We're individuals. And that takes away from the koach of Klal Yisrael. So we have four different reasons brought for this prohibition of not counting Jews. Now we have to ask the question, do we paskin this way? We see a Gemara. The Gemara says it's a lav. We can't count Jews. We know that's the minhag olam. We never count. How many people, Hoshia Samecha, whatever it is, whatever proxy we use, we don't count Jews directly.
And it's
not. I don't believe it is. But is it in the Shulchan Aruch? So bottom right, the Shut Pnei Maven. This is going to be a little bit of a quirk. It's going to be a little bit strange for us. The Shut Pnei Maven says, bottom right, Shin Sadi Bey's bottom right, but Shut Pnei Maven, this was written approximately 100 years ago, maybe a little bit less. De Mahashem Maharambam Vashulchan Aruch Hishmitu. From the fact that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch do not bring this to halacha, she'asu lemano says Yisrael, they don't say in the Shulchan Aruch and Rambam that you're prohibited to count Jews. Mishum she'eno davar asur mamish, rak minhag tov. That shows us that it's not the halacha; it is simply a good minhag based on the Ayin Hara, based on the various reasons we brought. But says the Tshuvas Bnei Meivin, it is not halacha. V'lo heviu ha-poskim ala mashin yir ala muchrach ha-piyadin. The poskim only brought the halacha. This is not brought like halacha. A little bit shocking. This is something that we are so knowing to not do. And this tshuva is saying that it's not halacha. Rav Avadya Yosef vehemently disagrees. Rav Avadya says it is an iser. It's an iser gamor umuchlat, an absolute prohibition. And in fact, he points out to the Pnei Maven, not that they were contemporaries, you missed the Rambam. The Rambam does say it. I was going to say Rav Avadya had the use of a computer, but Rav Avadya did not need a computer. Rav Avadya was a computer. So Rav Avadya says, you missed the boat here. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tamidim U'Musafim, Sha'asur Lemanas Yisrael Ela Al Yedei Davar Acher. You can now count Klal Yisrael except Al Yedei Davar Acher. These are key phrases meaning indirectly. For example, he brings Shaul. They used lambs. Use a machatisa shekel. Use an indirect counting, but we see mefurish in the Rambam that he does bring it. Mm-hmm. And then he says, "There's another gemara in bracha samach beis amabeis. We're on shin sadi beis, left side in the middle. Od heyer sham The sugya arucha hi bebrachos amabez the iser Torah with an iser deoraisa meforesh on the Gemara. There it says the iser sham amar leakadosh baruch David meisi karisli. There was a meisa David Amelach used the language the shal that was hakadosh baruch did he incite you to do something? I know hakadosh baruch got it. How can you use that language against hakadosh baruch or hareini? Machshilcha bedavar, I am going to be machshil you. I'm going to cause you to put a stumbling block in front of you. Bedavar shafilu tinoko shabes rabban yodimoso. Even the little kids in the street know. What's that thing that even the kids in the street know? That you don't count Jews. We learn it in this week's parsha. Kisisa shosh bnei Yisrael. Everyone knows. You count with a machatzisa shekel. You don't count Jews directly. So we see a mefurish and gemara brachos. It's an iser lav that even a kid knows. Everyone knows. And he brings a tshuva from the son of the Rambam, Rabbeinu Avram ben Rambam. The next paragraph down to lachem katzav hakadosh baruch hu al David. Why did hakadosh baruch hu get upset at David Amelech? What was the reason that David's counting was off? Shemana es Yisrael. When he counted Yisrael, the fisha kasu b'torav lo yebem nevigivota. David Amelech shouldn't have counted twice. We'll have to see why. But we see explicitly in Shmuel Beis the reason hakadosh baruch hu got upset at David HaMelech is because he counts the Kalei, so you're not allowed to count Jews. And we learn it also, there's a pasuk in Parshas Vayishlach, Asher lo yisaf ver meirav. And he says, look at Shaul, that he counted betlaim, that he counted with lambs. We have numerous proofs, says Rav Avadya Yosef, against, to refute the Pnei Maven, that in fact, there is an Isser de Oraisa to count Jews.
Does anyone back
the Pnei Maven? We'll have to get back to it in a little bit, okay. but Lamais, it's fairly accepted halacha. We do have the open question, so why didn't the Shulchan Aruch bring it down? But the Magen Avraham does bring it down. Says it's an Isser. Magen Avraham brings it down, the Nor HaChaim Kuf Nun Vav, he has a whole arichus of different halachas there, and this is one of the halachas that he brings down also. He says it's an Isser, so it's fairly accepted halacha that it is an Isser. So what we need to delve into now is, what are the parameters? How can you count? When can you count? When can you not count? What does it mean to type count indirectly? How do you participate in the census if you're being counted? In Eretz Yisrael especially, can we participate in the census? That's a big issue. How do you take role in school if the kids are being counted possibly? So there are different ways. If you do the normal role, you just count calling a name and writing it down. But if you count the kids, that's a problem. So what I want to start with is, we said that there was a big difference between the counting of Shaul, when Shaul counted Klal Yisrael, and David HaMelech. And when we analyze what went wrong with the counting of David HaMelech, it will give us some insight as to what is permitted and what's not permitted vis-a-vis counting Klal Yisrael. Okay, so we're going to start with Shin Sadi Gimel. We're on the left side where it says Uberamban. Towards the top, Rabbanan al Torah the Parshas Kisisa. Jump down, 3, 6, 7 lines. The last word on the line is Umipne. What did David do wrong? So the Ramban discusses this in two places. One is Parshas Kisisa, and one is Parshas Bamidbar. So in Parshas Kisisa, it says as follows: Umipne shaloni sparishkan. This is in Kisisa when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, count Klal Yisrael with a machatzisa shekel, not directly. So the Ramban explains, because here in Parshas Kisisa didn't say explicitly im hi mitzvas doros olisha ala Moshe b'mibar. It's not clear that it was simply Moshe Rabbeinu at that time was being told don't count Klal Yisrael directly, use a machatzisa shekel, or is that l'doros for all posterity? Would it also apply? So David HaMelech made a mistake. Umana osam b'loshkalim. He counted them directly. When David HaMelech did his census, he had Yoav, the head of the army, go around, and it says in the Psukim that Yoav went, I have to look this up, unfortunately I don't have Bukiyas in Tanakh, but Yoav went for 9 months and 20 days, it says, going all around Eretz Yisrael, and he counted how many people, and they had, I think it was 800 in Yehuda, and 800,000 of men who could go out to war in Yehuda, and 500,000 in Yisrael, 1.3 million, I think I didn't really pay that much attention, but I think it was like, and he got the total back. And immediately David HaMelech says, when Yoav comes back and tells him the census, he says, I blew it. I shouldn't have done this count. And initially, it's interesting, David HaMelech says, Yoav, go make a count of Klal Yisrael. Yoav says, are you sure you want to do this? He tries to dissuade him from it, and David HaMelech was adamant, we need to take a census of Klal Yisrael. We need to do it. So he comes back, and then there was a magefa in Klal Yisrael. Tens of thousands of Jews died. So the Ramban is saying, what was the problem? V'hisvada alav. Immediately, the problem was David HaMelech counted Klal Yisrael directly. After the count, right after the count, he was reported back.
During the count itself is a problem. Why not during the count? Why after the count?
He came back, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says,
you
blew it. He realized. He only had the realization afterward. And then that was the punishment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to David, you have a choice of punishments. Choice of three. And
he was a shliach l'dvar aveira then.
He was forced by the Malchus. He was forced by David HaMelech. But I don't know the getter of. Not that I'm familiar with. Correct. We have machatzis shekel, and we see the Gemara says every child knows this halacha, right? So this was and Shaul knew it. Shaul did it right, and David blew it.
And David knew it.
So he immediately says chatasi. So there's some dissonance there that ani machshil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, I'm going to be machshil you in this. Now the Ramban in Parshas Bamidbar, which we have another counting Bamidbar, gives another criteria. And this is very important for us. So we're the next paragraph down, it says, V'raman b'Parshas Bamidbar, kasav shlosha esberi maya cheto shel David. We're going to just go through the first. There are three explanations he gives. Where did David make the mistake? The first one is as follows, where it says, Aleph, V'lama lo yimna mishkalim shel yechta. Why didn't he count them with shkalim? Count directly. Of course he did. He counted them with shkalim. Everyone knows that. Aval kifi dati haya haketzef ala ba'avur shemanam shelo letzorach. It's not that he counted them directly. He counted them indirectly.
So even indirectly is a problem.
But even indirectly, it needs to be litzorach. Shaul had the tzorach of going out to war. I need to know how many people. Milchama against Amalek is a mitzvah. David HaMelech simply did a count.
So what? Why did you need to know your count? If you have the amunah, isn't the point of it that don't think that your koach comes from your numbers? So isn't it still a lack of amunah to do a count before going to war?
It's considered the tzorach still. Okay. It's still a tzorach because you still have to. It's some chimalanes. Ki lo ayah yotze lemilchama. David HaMelech wasn't going out to war. V'lo aseh b'em davar beisei. He had no reason to take a census. Rak l'sameach libo shemelech alam rab. It was to make him feel like I have so many subjects. I have millions of people underneath me. So here the Ramban is so important. What we're saying here is to permit accounting. It has two criteria. Criteria number one is al yedei davar acher. It has to be indirect. And number two is litzorach. It has to be litzorach, a real tzorach. We're going to define a little bit later what is a tzorach. So just to build on that, this happens to be an important machlokas if there's that second criteria or not. Everyone agrees on the first criteria. Right. To count, and that needs to be al yedei davar acher. It needs to be indirect. But how about litzorach? So if we turn the page.
Is the half shekel the indirect?
Yes. The half shekel is indirect.
Is
using
the Hoshia Esamecha indirect?
That we'll talk about in a little bit. Okay, so
counting at the beginning of the
so we're on Shin Sadi Dal. Just to bring this concept of Litzorach out a little bit more, we're on the left side, second paragraph from the bottom. V'chein betososh. This happens to be a machlokas if we have the second criteria or not. The Ramban is saying in that Hesper, it needs to be Litzorach. If it's not Litzorach, it's a problem. Even al yedei davar acher. You need to fulfill both of those requirements. It's like two torpedoes. Either one can get us in trouble. So we need to fulfill both al yedei acher, indirect, and litzorach. So v'chein betosfos rid, kasav chein, azor lemanos Yisrael, afilu dvar mitzvah, you count, klal Yisrael, even for a mitzvah, perush ledavar shpikdusha, even for a minion, whatever it is, tzarech sheyifkedem, al yedei davar acher. No matter what, even if it's for a good purpose, it has to be an indirect count. Al yedei davar acher, machatzitza shekel, whatever it is. Aval shelo ledvar mitzvah, if it's not for dvar mitzvah, afilu al yedei davar acher asur. What is he saying here? You need two criteria. It has to be letzorach mitzvah, and ayyidei davar acher. Umay said to David, shalol advar mitzvah haya. There was no mitzvah involved there. Shalol haya beis milchama lemanos aleim. Sorry, it's false. Mipnei zin nenash. That's why David HaMelech was punished. Same thing as the Ramban.
You're saying also same thing as the Ramban. Mechamis mitzvah, you could count, but mechamis reshus, you couldn't.
So here we're saying that we're qualifying with Tzorach. Very good. The Tzorach here in the Tosafot really is the Tzorach mitzvah. Mm-hmm. Tzorach mitzvah. Now, I don't know if mechamis reshus, maybe that could be Litzorach Mitzvah also. The Beitin says go, we have a real reason. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's also. So the Rambam disagrees. And he says there's only one criteria. It has to be Al Yidei Davar Acher, but not that it needs to be Litzorach. So the Rambam in two places says it. We'll just go through his Perish Mishnayas. Shin Sadi Hey. Top right, where it says, V'harambam Beperish Mishnayas Mevar Shaseder Agrala. It's talking there about how you would... how you would choose various of the avoda and the base of mikdash. That was litzorach mitzvah nachinami. But there was a method, a lottery that they used to put out fingers and they used to count going around in a circle. So he says as follows: Shafisha asur etzlenu lemanosh isha yisrael klal. You can't count Jews. Period. Afilu ledvar mitzvah, even for a dvar mitzvah, unless it's al yidei davar acher umaisid the David Melech yadu. Everyone knows David Melech is chait. Aval nimnin kishyirtze. But when you want to do a count, Mishu Limnosam Bekach, how do you do a count? Doesn't say Litzorach, doesn't say anyone who wants to do a count, Shalok Himikolachamashu, take from each of them something, Umonim Osam Advarim, and count those things. The Rambam doesn't qualify here that it has to be Litzorach, Litzorach Mitzvah, it simply has to be Al Yedav Aracher. So it's a machlok, because this is one criteria. Everyone agrees you need Al Yedav Aracher, indirect, or do you have the second criteria that it also has to be Litzorach, Litzorach Mitzvah?
This Sfarah. Simple svara would be that if you're counting for a davar mitzvah, if there's a real koelis, then you could count even directly. But if you're counting for no toelis, then you should count.
But we see machatzis
shekel. Does anyone say that?
No. Okay. No. Interesting. No. Look, the machatzis shekel. Look at Shaul. It was litzorach mitzvah going milcham against Amalek. It still had to be al yedei lamb. That's the proof. That's the proof. It had to be al yedei lambs. Okay, so. If we continue here, the Shevet HaLevi tells us what Litzorach is. That David HaMelech, even though, he says, there was a reason. There was a royal reason for it, whatever it was, a royal reason. But, Mikomakom Kevin Shalohaya Litzorach Shel Torah. Litzorach Torah, Mitzvah Shel Torah. It's not that, okay, we have a use, we need to take a census of people for. Our ranking, whatever the purpose, our ranking in the world, how many people, whatever it may be, it has to be Litzorach Torah, and that's going to become important for us later on. Okay, next question then. We have two criteria, one or two criteria. Certainly it has to be Al Yedei Davar Acher, and it's a machlokes if it has to be Litzorach or not. We're going to start qualifying now. What does that mean, Al Yedei Davar Acher? Typically, when there's a census or a counting, you count by giving something in, your piece of paper. They ask, how many people do you have in your family? Three people, five people, one person, whatever it may be. And then it gets tallied from the piece of paper. We'll talk about the computers in a little bit. But is that considered direct or is that considered indirect? Let's start in the simpler. Let's not talk about a national census yet. But let's count how many people here in Shear. Everyone give me a little piece of paper and I'll count the pieces of paper. I'll write your names down. And I'll count your names on a piece of paper.
Why is that worse or better than sheep? Why would a piece of paper be different than
sheep? Okay, so says the Rabbah, bottom right, Shin Sadiye, says the Rabbah, bottom right, Rabbah, the Parshas Bamidbar, Kasav, Se'u Es Rosh, Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael, the way beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, count, the counting of Klal Yisrael, top left, Shin Sadiye, Achshav Ki HaRotzun B'ma'amara, what's it says, B'mispar, Shemos, right? It says in the number of names. What are they counting? People or names? They're counting names here. Shemanua Shemos lekol zachar. They were counting the names. Give us a piece of paper. Write down your name. V'lo manu hanashi batzmam, and they didn't count the people. Kadesh lo yebaim negev yivkorosam. Here the Rabbag is saying very clearly that the Nisim of each of the Shvatim took it on pieces of paper, and that's Al Yedei Davar Acher. That's indirect. That's not direct. However, jump down to paragraphs Biram. Shin Sarihei, the paragraph that says left side, that says Biram B'shuk Sav Sofer, brought in the Shevet Alevi, B'shem Avivach Sam Sofer, third line down, B'shem Sam Sofer, Ochiach, Chassam Sofer brings the name of the Chassam Sofer. Hochia Mesugya Dashas Biyuma. Chaf Beis Amabes De Asur Lamanos as Yisrael. It is prohibited to count Klal Yisrael. Da Afilu Mona Bichsav. Even if you count from a writing. V'lo Motzi Mipivin. You don't say 1, 2, 3, but you count from a piece of paper their names. Asur. Why? Why did Shlomo HaMelech have to count but with pot shards? Shards, each one gave a shard of pottery. Or with a lamb. Why did he have to use that? When Yoav went around, why didn't he count to ask each person for a piece of paper? We see that would have been much easier than counting lambs.
Is that?
Lambs are hard. It's hard to count pot shards. It's hard to count everything out. Just get a piece of paper. So he says it can't be. The concept here, he says, is not only the counting, but they could not have been counted. It's the result. It's not only looking at the action of 1, 2, 3, the counting, but if we wind up with a number at the end of the day, that's problematic.
That's why the negative was at the end. Produced this.
Ah, very good. That could be. Now we have a question, but you still get a number with talayim, right? Even with lands, even in machatzit shekel, you get a number.
You get a number of lands.
That's a number of lands.
You get a number. Oh, you get a number of lands. Oh, very good. And when you get a number of, when you count names, you get a number of people. Maybe that's the chiluk. Very good. That could very well be. That could very well be. Yeah, yeah. But how are they counted? They were counted al yidei davar achar. So here we see that bichsav is a machlokas. The Ralbag says bichsav in writing is al yidei davar achar, and we see that the Chassam Sofer says bichsav is direct, is not considered indirect. Okay, so just a few interesting details, important details when it comes to this, and then we're going to get to the census question. There's a Hagos of Rabbi Yeshaya Pick that focuses on something very interesting. He says, when the Kohanim were counted in the Beis HaMikdash, what were they counted via? When they counted for the lotteries. Right? So they were counted, they put out a number of fingers. Put out one finger, put out two fingers. Well, they were counted by fingers. Why is that not a problem? So he says, if you look at the pasuk, he says, Kisisa es Rush, B'nai Yisrael. What's heads. The problem? Heads. Counting heads or anything that is vital to the body. Something that's critical to the life of the individual. You can't count heads. You can't count stomachs. You can't, whatever it may be, hearts, whatever it is. Something that's critical. But fingers are not something about Tam Shal Yidei Etzba Mutar, even though it's a part of the body. Because it says kisisa kpei the raki mona the google on the head or davar achar she neshama tluyabo, or something else that life the neshama depends on, that life depends on, that's like counting the head. But if it's counting a finger, that's not
so
the
then
same.
So that's not ein hara, is not showing.
Lichora, according to the first reason.
Why do you count the fingers of the people?
Did, I don't know.
He thought it was a problem.
Yeah, he thought it was a problem. Why didn't he find another solution?
If a coin is missing a finger, it's possible.
What?
If a coin is missing a finger, it's possible.
The way the girl works is they had a number. The mamuna would choose a number, and then they counted the fingers till they got to that number.
That number, but they're not counting. That's what I'm saying. They're not counting the actual kahanim.
Ah, thanks.
They weren't counting the kahanim. How many kahanim there were? It wasn't for the purpose of counting.
No, you're not, right. So also good. Very good. Oh, very good. Oh, they were just to count the fingers to get to the number. Very good. Very good. Okay. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says v'noagim, when it counts to cow, we don't count for a minion. We don't count for a tzorach mitzvah. V'noagim l'nosam ba'amiras ha'pasuk o'shiyah she'samecha. So that's, according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, is al yedei davar acher. So that is what the minhag ha'olam. The Shevet Alevi was asked an interesting question. There was a classroom that used to take roll call, and the way you used to do it is the kids were set up in 10 rows of 3 or 3 rows of 10, I don't know exactly, and they used to call out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It wasn't somebody counting them, but they were counting somebody else. Sorry, they were counting themselves. They were below the age of bar mitzvah, and he was asked, is this a problem? He says, this is absolutely a problem. Kule ama asur. Even though they're counting themselves, and even though they're below the age of bar mitzvah, they're giving themselves a number. There's a real concern of an ayin hara here. So he says that is absolutely counting. That's counting. That's prohibited. Okay. So our next.
Wait. The purpose there when they count in roll call is, if there's no number nine, it's not like someone else becomes number nine, right?
Yeah, I don't know how they. Bashur is Koyel at Omer Mispar Sha'ar Eser. They would count. And then they would figure out if there's somebody missing. Meaning, each row had a certain amount of people, 10. And you count, only 9, somebody's missing.
Okay.
Only 8, too many people.
The way normally tour groups or whatever it is, like, everyone is given a number. And then you call out, you go in order, and you call out your number. And if a number is missing, then you know that number 14 is missing. It doesn't mean that you're counting 14 people. You don't care if there are 14. You don't care how many people there are. You just care if there's a number that's missing.
But the mice are you counting the people. The Maisa, you're counting the people. So I don't think that's a fashion.
See, but that's count, not the... That's not
counting is a security counting.
Doesn't matter.
It's not from that. It's direct.
Let's just say...
It's still direct.
Urim, Vinasim are missing. What good is that going to do you to know that Urim Vinasim...
Then you get out, he says, take
roll. Number 6 and number 8
take roll. Oh, like, even though it's going to take longer...
down the block and lost. Urim Vinasim.
Even though it's longer, that's what you have a roll
book. That's a serious Litzorah.
I was W, Wasserman, you were B, you were at the beginning. That's the way you take roll, right? That's how you take roll.
You can call names out, right?
You can call... Absolutely, you can, because you're just seeing who's absent. You're not counting. There's no counting there. Okay, so our next and final question of the night is how about participating in a national census? And Eretz Yisrael we'll talk about. So we're going to go through 3 different opinions. One is that it says it's usur. One is that lukewarm on the issue. And one that is mutter. So we're going to start with the machmirim. Shin Sadi Zayin. We're in the Tshuvas Vahanhagos. Rav Sternbach was asked this question. Can you participate in Eretz Yisrael in a census? And he says there is an Isser absolutely in this. And he says it doesn't matter. I don't know how the census here works, but it doesn't matter if they ask you your nationality or not. That's irrelevant because you're putting down your, I don't know if this is still valid or not, I have no clue, but because you're putting down your 2 dots, Zehut, and once you give your number, they know in the computer who is Jewish and who is not Jewish. Effectively, we are getting a counting on how many Jews there are. So that's point number one. Point number one. Point number two, he says, we're in the pasuk ve'od, shin sari zayin, second paragraph on the bottom on the right side, ve'od, kisha mifkad liyehudim v'goyim, when you are counting Jews and non-Jews together, you may want to say, oh, that's better, because you're not accounting Jews, right? He says, gara, it's worse. Va'isur chamur yos, and it's actually fairly powerful, the logic he uses. Should shoresh ha'isur mevur become a meforshim, with the number of meforshim, say what the basis of the prohibition is. She Yisrael einam b'nei minyan, Klal Yisrael cannot be counted. We are above being counted. We are. That's not relevant to count us, because we've obviously focused on quality, not quantity. That's what we are. I have a friend who's not so tall, and he likes to quote what he says Rav Moshe Feinstein used to say, that he says in his family, but he says about himself, he says, in my family, we count height from the neck and above. So Klal Yisrael is above counting. That's not for us to be counted. And when we're counted it with non-Jews, it's showing just like they can be counted, we can be counted also. It's very powerful logic. It's saying we can, we're just part of them when we're counting Jews. Let's feel like we're counting. Zeo Shor Zeisra, that's all basis of the prohibition. We're not differentiating. They can be counted, we're being counted together. Point number one was that the two that they know we were Jews. Point number two is we're being counted with non-Jews. We are being counted. Number three, v'gam bichlal afilu kishutar ainu letzorach. And he says, the only permission is, it's letzorach. And he says, this is not letzorach. Where's the tzorach? The national need. The tzorach mitzvah. The tzorach Torah. He brings as a very good proof, I think. If you look, there are very large countries in the world that don't do a national census.
The third world countries.
He says that Medinos Metukanos.
Planning, population, demographic purposes.
Do we build a hospital in this area with the population? The
yeah, I, there are benefits, and the poskim do talk about certain benefits.
So much transportation,
so much. But he says, look, there are countries that don't count, and they are normal
countries
so it's obviously not an urgent need.
Right.
Okay, so he brings three reasons.
Except
so
if you're being funded by the government, and your yeshiva needs to know how much money to get. So you have to submit.
No, then you give a higher, then you give a much higher number.
Oh, there you go.
So you're not, so you're not being accurate. You're not being accurate.
Got it. Got it.
That's the Torah.
That's the Torah.
You know what? And it's al yedei davar acher, because we're not only counting gear, we're counting there. And okay, so in any case, the Shevet Alevi has the final, has the same question: can we participate in a census? Now, these are all contemporary, recent poskim. Das safek benidon zeh. We have two sfeikas. Safek number one is you're not saying it by peh; it's bichsav. It's in writing, right? That's how a census is taken. It's right. And safek number two is the computer is doing the computation, not people. So, can we be mako? So he says das safek beatzam isra Torah. So we have a suffix on a deraisa here. Is the problem doing the counting or that the result of the counting? And he says, Lamaisa, you cannot be makel on this. He says, well, we need the statistics. And apparently the Shevet Alevi was contacted by the government. He says, the Misrad Rosh HaShilton asked his opinion, how can we get an acceptable an acceptable census for the Haredi crew? You're telling them not to participate. We have to know who they are. So he gave the eitza that anyone who's participating, you should write on it, I'm agreeing to participate only for the statistical purposes and necessities of this, but for no other reasons. Not for the counting, not the number of people, but for the stats that you know that we'll agree to participate in. So we see here Rav Sternbach and the Shevet Alevi are saying that one should not, especially Rav Sternbach, one cannot. It's an iser to participate. To participate, we're not doing the counting, but to be counted, to participate in the census. Now, the Shevet Alevi has another tshuva where he is less strict about it. And it's a very interesting tshuva. He has like 7 points that he goes through. Number one, I'll go through them quickly, and then we'll read a few inside. One, Shin Sadi Ches. Point number one, Rav Bosner. So number one, he says, we're talking about an Isser Del Reisa. When it comes to counting, that's a fairly severe thing. Even if you're counting indirectly, this is point number two, it has to be Litzorech. That's point number two. Number three says, even if it's in writing, we see the Chsam Sofer, that's a problem. That's a counting. That's not considered all Yedei Davar Acher. That's number three. Number four, he says, we can talk about this, is it Litzorech or not Litzorech? Well, that's an open question, but certainly there are certain uses that they have that are not Litzorech. Certainly there are certain things that are not necessary. So we're now in Shin Sadi Ches, in the paragraph in the middle that says Od. In the middle of that paragraph it says Hey. Hey. We're going to look at Hey is Hey and Vav that he says. So Hey, he says, B'mivkad ze boru reposha chein monim b'nei adas. It's clear. Here he's going to bring out two reasons why we can be lenient. Number one, it's clear that they're not counting based on just Jews. That they're not counting religion. Elamonim amispar haklali shalatoshavim b'medina. They're getting a total count of who's here, whether Jewish, whether not Jewish. V'yadua shebizman ha'achar, and we know that in recent times nisravu b'avaseinu rabim hatoshavim sheinam yehudim b'arzein. We know that so many of the citizens of the land of Israel have increased dramatically. So many non-Jews are here. If you look around, in Eretz Yisrael, it's quite astounding to see that we are, it's like the United Nations
what
here.
They call a Jew and what we call a Jew.
Hold that. That's the next point. Look, for Gilu Dat, I'm going to adore. He says the Gedolim of our generation, Shlafenu She'en Zebichlal Yisrael Manas Yisrael. I guess he's calling Rav Sternbach not a Gadol, if he's saying that, because he's saying, if we're counting, no, he didn't, that was a joke, by the way. He knew he was obviously a Gadol, but he didn't know Rav Sternbach's shuva then. Because he's saying, and the Gdolim have telling us, that if you're including Jews and non-Jews, he's directly disagreeing with Rav Sternbach. Rav Sternbach says, Jews and non-Jews together is even worse. He's saying, no, Jews and non-Jews is not the problem, because we're not counting Jews directly. So that's he says he's that's what he says in the next paragraph down. But
Sternbach's logic's much stronger.
What?
Sternbach's logic seems to be much stronger.
I think it is. I think the Sternbach. But you're looking here. It seems that that the Shevet Halevi is looking at the letter of the law, and Rav Shermach is looking at the flavor behind the law.
Okay.
Like looking at the time behind the law. So I think that's
yeah.
That's yeah. So I think that's what it comes down to. It's very interesting. Va'od Shin Sadiches bottom right. Va'od Yitach Vav. Yitachin Me'od She'achar Kach Osim Hafrada Ben Bnei Adasos Hashonos Ayedei Machshav. But we know, even though they're counting total, the total Jews and non-Jews together, but we know that the computer is then breaking it down: Jews, Arabs, Christians, whatever it may be. Aval Gam Ze Eino Boru. But even this isn't so problematic. Ki Yadua Alafim Harbe Nishamim Etzlam Ki Yehudim Einam Yehudim Klal. Because many people that they have listed, he says thousands. It's unfortunately probably hundreds of thousands. With the with the Russian population that has come, it's a huge amount that either consider themselves Jews or want to be considered Jews, and they are considered Jews, and they are really not Jewish. So even when we have a count of the Jews, that is counting a lot of people that are not Jewish. Now, when I said the Shevet Halevi, this is in the category of somewhat being matir, because at the end of the tshuva he says, I am giving this opinion only if other gedolim will agree with me. So whenever somebody in a tshuva says that, he's saying, this is what I believe.
I'm willing to be overruled.
But I am, unless others are agreeing with me, you can't rely on this. You can't go with this unless I have others that buy in also.
Sounds like a political statement.
Yeah, but it's meant as like, I don't want to take the full position. I'm not taking it's a big statement, I'm not taking the full position. Now, the Torah Shalema, written by Menachem Kasher, has an article in this beautiful work, the Torah Shlema, and in the back of it he has in the Miluim on Parshas Kisisa, he has an article on being included in a census, and we'll go through three of his points. Point number one, he's lenient, and he says, look at the Ralbag. If it's in writing, it's not a problem, right? We said it in writing is a machlokus. Is it a We see the poskim say in writing is a problem, but he says we have the Ralbag to rely on that in writing is not considered a problem. Im kein, im adam lokech dio, somebody takes and he writes the number of people in his family. It's just like counting al yedei davar achar that it's not a problem. He says it's like counting a part of your shards, a machatzis shekel. You're writing on a piece of paper. You're not counting people. You're counting. So that's number one. We're in Shin Sadi Ches left side, second paragraph from the bottom. Va'od. And in addition, even if they're just counting from what's written, even ain modi mitochat. Well, how about if they're not counting? What if they're calling you and they say, okay, how many people are in your family? They go knock door to door and they say, how many people you got? Seven. They call you on the phone, how many people you got? Eight, three, one, whatever it is. So that is bepeh. But somebody then, that's not the tally. You're just saying set a number, and somebody else is tallying it afterwards.
But you tallied your family.
I'm not. When somebody says, how many are you? Are you counting?
Yeah, but we said already that the issue, there is an opinion that the issue is not just the counting process, but getting to the number. So getting to the number of how many people in your family.
I tell you a quick story. I have a friend. When he was interviewing for yeshiva, it's a very large family. They have 10 boys and a daughter. It's like so the mashkiach of the yeshiva said, so how many children are you? And under the table, he starts counting because he didn't know the number. So he starts counting his fingers, and the mashkiach says, don't worry, that's how it is with all the big families. So he says, you know what? You're just taking numbers, and somebody else is counting it later. Ve'od, he says, last point, yesh gam einam yehudim koshos, he says that also there are many non-Jews that are included. This is agreeing with the Svar of the Shevet Halevi against Rav Sternbach, that as long as you have non-Jews being included, you say it would not be a problem. That's not considered a minion of Klal Yisrael. So just to recap real quickly, we've gone through the sugya based on this week's parsha that we see Moshe Rabbeinu was said to take a machatzis hashekel, don't take Klal Yisrael. If you count Klal Yisrael directly, there will be a negev, there will be a plague. We saw in the Gemara saying you can't count Klal Yisrael. We learned it in the Gemara from Shaul HaMelech that he counted. But how did he count? It was two points. It was with lambs, and also was Litzorach Mitzvah. And we got into the discussion, do we have two criteria or one criteria, two requirements or one criteria? Everyone agrees that any counting, even if it's Litzorach Mitzvah, it has to be al yedei davar acher. Everyone agrees. You can't count and choose directly. And we have the second question then is, the second requirement, does it also have to be only Litzorach or not Litzorach? And we saw the Ramban that says it has to be Litzorach. What are the Beyorim in the Ramban? And that was the Chet of David HaMelech, that he counted Shelo Litzorach. Even if it was Al Yedei Davar Acher, but if it's Shelo Litzorach, that's a problem. We have to have both Litzorach and Al Yedei Davar Acher. And then we got into the question of different methodologies of counting. Hoshea Samecha is permitted. Al Yedei Ksav is a machlokas, but we saw the poskim do not, for the most part, do not want to be lenient. They say Al Yedei Ksav is a problematic. You're still counting. You're not counting the pieces of paper. Maybe giving in a piece of paper is fine, but counting the names or numbers maybe is different as counting. And then we got into the issue of participating in a census, and we saw that this is a big machlokas between the contemporary poskim, those that are prohibited absolutely, those that are warmer on the issue, and those that are matir. Okay. That's counting for sure. Counting. That's problematic.
But when you say it in Yiddish, it's not. That's what they count.
It's counting.
Well, what about
it's
count, if you
adding
backwards?
It's worse. you're saying you're not even one. You're not even two. I think it's worse.
What about backwards?
That's counting.
Counting.
I would venture that because of these machlokasim, probably more Jews than they officially live.
Yeah, that could be.
Because the Haredim, they're...
It could be. Okay, this week's Parsha, quick board, we have the Chet HaEgel.
In the year 2039, 25% of the population will be foreign.
The counting at the beginning of Sefer of Parshas Bamidbar. Ashanka is a free pass, right? The reason for that was the Mefarshim says he took Chiba.
That's Litzorach. Love is a wonderful thing. So in the Chet HaEgel, it says as follows, that Yoshua was at the har with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was up, Yoshua was on the bottom. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down with the luchos. Vayishma Yoshua's kol ha'am bereo. Yoshua hears the call, the voice of Klal Yisrael bereo. What's bereo? English, and it's shouting. And Yoshua says to Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the call, the voice of milchama. There's a war going on, because they hear what's going on. The Chet HaEgel, that's a voice of war. So Moshe Rabbeinu says that's not the voice of war. And the Ramban says it's a little bit of a rebuke to Yeshua. Yeshua, if you're going to be the manig, you have to be able to discern the kolos of Klal Yisrael. You have to discern the emotions. Because if that were a war, says Moshe Rabbeinu, you would hear the triumphant excitement. You'd have the people who were defeated. You'd hear the defeat. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Lashon is very, that's kol anos anochi shomea. Here in the English it says that is a sound of distress do I hear. Sound of distress. And the question is, where's the distress? What was Klal Yisrael doing right then? What were they doing when worshiping the
dancing,
angel? Dancing, singing, eating, partying, have a great time. Where's distress there? So there's a beautiful, but they were few. They couldn't hear their work. Trei kali lo mishtame, right? So Moshe Rabbeinu is saying this is distress. This isn't fun. And the lesson here, the message here is that oftentimes what we may appear to be fun and we think is enjoyment and partying, and Moshe Rabbeinu is saying that's not coming from a good place. That's coming from a place of distress. And that's a tremendous insight that we have to Moshe Rabbeinu. Commonly we think fun and this and that. And there's a difference between enjoyment and having fun. And we enjoy things, but oftentimes we have these fun, and it's really not coming from a good place. So many times in life we hear kolos that shout out to us. And it could be a good colon, it could be a bad colon. Sometimes it sounds like fun. Something sounds enjoyable, but really it's a call of distress. It's coming from a bad place. And just to tell a quick story, my son, when he was in first grade, he was a very well-behaved kid. And there was one time...
That was when he was in L.A., when he got here, everything...
It was actually...
Apart.
This was last year. So it was still...
Teasing.
No, that was this year. But last year was... So there was one time we started getting calls. We got a call from a teacher during class saying he's misbehaving during class from the teacher's cell phone. And then on the bus, the milava calls and says he's starting to stand up like other boys. The other boys stand up, they take off their seatbelts, but your son never does it. What's going on? So I asked him, and I said, what's going on with you? I'm getting complaints from it. And he says as follows. He says, I was watching the other boys, and it looked like they were having fun. So I started doing what they were doing. They stand up, I stood up, they're having fun, they're having a good time, and in class they're not paying attention. And then I found out I really wasn't enjoying it.
Wow.
And he heard these kolos saying, this looks like fun, and it was really came from a place of distress. And he said, after a week, he said, I'm done doing that, I'm not doing that again. So you really, that's what you see from the kolos, the kol of distress. It wasn't coming from a good place.
What Moshe said, ein kolos.
It's not milchama, it's not class clown. All right, so that's important as we go through life that we hear the proper kolos and we can discern what's a proper kol, the proper influence calling us, and what's an improper influence calling us. Have a good Shabbos.